After 7 years, the Ultimate Fighting Championship returned to Philadelphia on Saturday with two world title fights in the finale for a hometown fighter. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more on the action.
UFC 330 became the highest-grossing event in Xfinity Mobile Arena history, selling out the venue with more than 19,000 people in attendance, earning a gate of more than $6 million. Kicking off the event was Philadelphia native Jeremiah Wells, who is a massive underdog in the opening bout. After fighting himself on the mat in some grappling exchanges for the first two rounds, Wells shocked the entire audience by submitting his opponent with a ninja choke in the third round.
I do that move. Like with my eyes closed in the gym, I caught everyone with that.
During the post-fight interview, Wells said 7 years ago, he was working at the arena when the UFC had their last event in Philly. During his shift, he ended up meeting with one of the matchmakers.
I said one day I'm going to be here, I'm going to fight here, and look at, I'm here.
After earning a performance of the night bonus, Wells said it might be the last time anyone sees him compete in the octagon. In a separate post-fight interview, Wells discussed how much to win means to him.
I just set the stage for all the kids that's coming up in Philly, all the kids that's in my gym. They just fought last night and they won. And I fought and I won. Our team is on fire right now. This is our year.
Corey Sharber, WHYY News.